Walker's budget would have required senior care recipients to sign up for Medicare Part D. Budget Committee Co-Chair John Nygren of Marinette said members of the public made it clear they opposed that move.
I think it was the complication level of doing it for seniors. I mean, this is something they've grown to expect. They understand it. It's a very simple program.
Republicans also left senior care premiums untouched. Milton Assembly Democrat Andy Jorgensen led a petition drive to preserve senior care. He called yesterday a big win for seniors.
This is something that is so common sense. I was so shocked that we were even here in the first place, trying to kill senior care. So this is a good thing today.
Preserving senior care will cost the state roughly $15 million more than the governor's plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio. The plan introduced by Governor Walker would let the state pursue a 4-year limit on Badger care for adults without kids. It was among many measures Republicans approved that River Hills Senator Alberta Darling said were aimed at controlling Medicaid's costs.
What we have to do is what I think the department is doing in this budget and the governor is doing, and we're doing is looking at reform. Because the cost is unsustainable.
But Madison Assembly Democrat Chris Taylor said time limits could be scary for some Badger Care recipients.
We should make sure what we're talking about here, that we're not leaving people who have life-threatening, debilitating diseases, we're not kicking them off their health care.
The federal government would need to sign off on the time limits, something it's never done for Wisconsin or any other state. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.